It's 4:30 and 27 degrees in Moorhead. Good afternoon. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
We'll have Santa Claus, pictures of Santa, a magician.
Several surrounding areas, including Moorhead, will play host to a variety of holiday festivities this week.
Carter County has been awarded funds for bridge projects.
Pikeville Medical Center is working on a new children's hospital project.
Jobs are being cut at Our Lady Bellefonte Hospital.
A member of the Ohio family accused of killing 8 people in 2016 has pled not guilty.
In sports, the Round County boys basketball team plays their home opener tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Tonight, cloudy skies with a low of 20 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Downtown Moorhead will play host to a number of holiday festivities this Saturday. The Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, Hometown Holiday Celebration, and a performance by the Cave Run Symphony Orchestra will round out the day's events. Downtown Moorhead Director Tony Pence talks about some of the day's activities.
We'll have entertainment in some of the places. Some of the places will have open house. There'll be hospitality, you know, soft drinks, cookies, that kind of thing. And we'll have Santa Claus, pictures of Santa, a magician, just all sorts of things.
The Arts and Crafts Fair runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hometown Holiday is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the orchestra will play at the Moorhead Conference Center from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The events are free and open to the public.
The City of Grayson Tourism and Convention Commission is hosting 4 days of holiday events this week. Grayson Hometown Holidays features musical performances, lots of photo opportunities with Santa, the Griswolds, and cartoon favorites. Fire Battalion Chief Kyle Morgan says he hopes to have more than 700 people at this year's official light show extravaganza.
Last year, the crowd basically did like a countdown. When we finally kicked the lights on, everything that sings with the music. So we've got a 12-foot-tall reindeer on top of the building that sings with the music that's playing. We've got a 16-foot-tall Christmas tree that will scroll some words through it. It's just a really neat light show that's very well close to what we have.
Events begin on Thursday evening and end Sunday. A full schedule can be found on the Grayson Tourism and Convention Commission Facebook page.
An annual ritual of music and celebration is making its way back to Sandy Hook this weekend. A Whitley Country Christmas is put on every year by Friends of Keith Whitley, a nonprofit group created to recognize and remember the town native's remarkable career. Flora Whitley is the director of Friends of Keith Whitley. She says all proceeds from the event go towards the Keith Whitley Scholarship.
That is one of our goals and missions, and the other, of course, is to keep Keith Whitley, because he's been deceased almost 30 years, and to keep his music out there, because he has a lot of fans. We support the fans. We support him and his music and try to introduce him to new fans, which actually happens. There's little small children who are Keith Whitley fans even.
All festivities begin this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Adkins Caudill Performing Arts Center and will feature food, craft, and gift vendors. The event concert begins at 6. Tickets are $10 at the door, and veterans and children under 12 get in free.
After 21-year-old Cody Gollihue was killed in a tragic car accident, his mother created a movement on Facebook to make an impact in a positive way. Random Acts of Cody Kindness, or RACK, is a Facebook page where people can post stories of when they experienced a random act of kindness. Cody's mother, Leanne Reeves Gollihue, told MyTown TV she believes kindness can help relieve stress.
So if I'm struggling with some anxiety, I'm in my thoughts, and I'm just thinking about the what ifs. And if I can remove myself from that, and I can be purposeful in thinking of an act of kindness and perform it, sometimes you can see the recipient's face in that reaction, and, you know, that helps.
The Facebook group now has around 76,000 members and is reaching out nationwide.
The Kentucky Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet has announced the dates for next year's Eagle Watch weekends at state parks. A statement from the agency says tours will be offered January 11th through the 13th at Kentucky Dam Village State Resort Park. They will also be offered January 25th through the 27th at Lake Barkley State Resort Park and February 1st through the 3rd at Kinlake State Resort Park. Tours offer participants a chance to see bald eagles looking for food around major lakes in western Kentucky. Each park will offer yacht tours in the morning and afternoon that are led by state park naturalists and staff from the Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. Kentucky Dam Village will also offer van tours to the Ballard Wildlife Management Area. Kentucky State Parks have hosted the tours for 4 decades.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has awarded a $6.2 million project to replace the bridges spanning from Little Sandy River into Carter County. The bridges will be under construction with the Walker Company of Kentucky Incorporated. Kentucky Department of Highways District 9 Information Officer Alan Blair says use of the current bridges is restricted.
The bridges are old steel truss bridges that are deteriorating, and we've put a lot of repairs into them over the years to try to keep them up until we got to this point where we could replace them. But, you know, they are at the end of their life, past the end of their life, and we need to get them replaced, and we're now in the construction phase of that.
The construction project includes building 2 new 2-lane concrete beam bridges to provide a safer route on Kentucky 773 between Kentucky 7 at Grayson and Kentucky 1 at Hitchens.
The Fairview Board of Education approved a nickel tax this week to pay off construction debt. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
The recallable nickel tax approved by the Fairview Board of Education will add 5 cents per $100 of valuation to property tax in the district. The district needs the $88,547 the tax would generate annually to make payments on the new middle school wing. According to the Daily Independent, the district is bracing for another financial hit following an enrollment decrease of about 40 students. The tax will start generating money to the school in the 2019-2020 school year. If the state matches it, the money will come the following year. A petition against the tax has been posted on the change.org website. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Pikeville Medical Center officials held a news conference Tuesday to unveil a new children's hospital project. WYMT reports the new area will have a separate entrance off the second floor of the hospital with easy access to the parking garage. Officials hope this will provide more convenience to the hundreds of pediatric patients who travel long distance. PMC board member Debbie Blackburn says the facility will include several types of rooms that are up to date.
We will have state-of-the-art clinic space for examination rooms, 17 of them, and very spacious waiting area. And the decor of the clinic would be very appealing to the children with bright colors and characters that would entertain them and keep them busy and stop worrying about the doctor's visit.
The facility will include 17 state-of-the-art examination rooms plus inpatient beds and services. Construction is expected to be completed by March of 2019.
Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital is cutting jobs. WMKY's Naya Indueza has the story.
It's unclear how many jobs at the Russell Hospital will be lost. The report says the positions are being eliminated to cut costs. Bellefonte's report claims many of the positions are currently vacant, but does not specify the number of positions being cut. According to WSAZ, the reports go on to say the hospital is the largest employer in Greenup County, with more than 1,000 employees. The cuts are expected to bring those numbers down. A hospital spokesman says the organization is hiring in many of its patient care departments. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Police in Richmond say a bruised and beaten boy escaped a home by crawling out of a bedroom window and asking a passing motorist for help. The Lexington Herald Leader reported Tuesday that arrest records say the motorist took the 11-year-old to a police station, where officers found bruising on his arms, chest, stomach, back, and thighs. Police say the boy also had swelling and various scratches. The boy told officers that 23-year-old Joseph Bordesalassi struck, pinched, and dragged him by his arms. The accused fiancé, 24-year-old Erica Perkins, told officers the boy was combative. Both admitted to dragging the child, and Perkins said she caused the bruises. Both were arrested and charged with criminal child abuse. It's unclear how they're connected to the child.
A man was arrested in Floyd County Monday after police said they found drugs in his car during a traffic stop. Martin City Police tell WYMT that at 10:30 p.m. they pulled over Dennis G. Wilkins, 37, of Louisville on Kentucky 122. They said the license plate on the car did match the vehicle listed in the system. Inside the car, officers said they found meth, Suboxone, and a substantial amount of cash. Wilkins was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, trafficking a controlled substance, among other charges.
The elder son of the Ohio family accused of murdering eight people in 2016 pleaded not guilty this morning. 27-year-old George Wagner IV has been held without bail on multiple capital offenses. His brother, 26-year-old Edward Jake Wagner, pleaded not guilty the day before. The Wagner family is accused of murdering a family over a child custody dispute. LAX 18 was present at the arraignment.
And the punishment that the court either would be required to impose or may impose is the same with respect to count seven. And if you're found guilty of the specifications or any one or more of those specifications, then the punishment would be the same with respect to count seven, could be the same as it is with respect to counts one through six.
Each family member is facing eight counts of aggravated murder. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says the charges include death penalty specifications for all suspects. The Wagner family faces a plethora of other charges, including conspiracy, forgery, obstructing justice, and aggravated burglary.
A Jefferson County man is accused of setting fire to a tent occupied by a homeless man. 48-year-old Christopher Shuffett was arrested Monday and charged with murder and first-degree arson in connection with the death of 55-year-old Jeffrey Quick. Shuffett allegedly set the tent that Quick was residing in on fire. Authorities have not determined Quick's cause of death. His remains were found in the tent last Saturday and are currently awaiting autopsy. According to WKYT, a witness reports that Shuffett had threatened to kill someone and burn a tent before the fire took place. Shuffett has pled not guilty to the charges.
A Lexington man has been sentenced to 24 years in federal prison for drug-related charges. Ansar McIver was arrested following a raid on his property that resulted in the largest seizure of fentanyl in the history of the district. According to LAX 18, McIver admitted to working with others to smuggle in large amounts of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl from the southwestern part of the United States. The 46-year-old has been charged with conspiracy to distribute drugs and money laundering. McIver will be required to serve at least 85% of his sentence before being considered for parole. He is also facing fines upwards of $586,000. McIver pleaded guilty to these charges in January of this year. Taking a look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 22 degrees. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. Thursday night, a 90% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a steady temperature around 42. Friday, a 60% chance of rain, mainly before noon. Cloudy with a high near 56. And Friday night, an 80% chance of rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows around 47 degrees. Current temperatures in your listening area are 27 degrees in Flemingsburg, 29 degrees in Maysville, 29 degrees in Ashland, 29 degrees in Grayson, 27 degrees in Inez, 29 degrees in Mount Sterling, 31 degrees in Lexington, and 27 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
Last month, a group of students from area high schools attended the Teen Writers Day Out here on the campus of Morehead State University. On our feature segment today, we will hear from two of those writers.
My name is Wyatt Harris. I'm a junior at Fleming County High School. This piece is called I Believe. This I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that Jesus came and died for us all, no matter what we done, are the core fundamentals of how I think. From where I was to now, so much has changed. I used to be the worst. I used to be rude to others, so mean that no one could stand me. I used to cuss worse than anyone. I used to treat girls like trash and think that I was the best, but that all changed when I found Jesus. I started to be nicer. Now I want to treat everyone nicely, selflessly, serve others like I serve God. Because after I found God, I surrendered to preach. I stopped every bad thing in my life and got new Christian friends. Because I believe that I am powerless without God. Because I was not strong enough to get through this on my own. I believe that God can save anyone, no matter what they've done. Because I did so many bad things. I regret I never told anybody, but God still got me and saved me, and these have influenced my basic thinking forever.
Hi, my name is Hallie. I am from Fleming County High School, and today I'll be reading my piece called I'll Believe. I believe that everyone should have peace, a voice, and to be respected from others. I believe that everyone should not solve each and every problem that someone says with a war. I believe people that we are at war with, who barely can feed their families, can barely even be clothed. I believe that people should be able to have a voice about what is going on in their lives. If people are suffering through life and having trouble, to let them have a voice instead of just throw them to waste like they're nothing. I believe I can change that. I believe I want to change that. I believe.
I'm Kaylee Fisher from Bath County High School. I'm a junior, and my piece is called This I Believe. I believe that everyone has their own choice and rights to love, be blind by fear, and their own worst enemy. I believe this because everyone gets hurt if it's from them or others, especially when it comes to love, because many people are blind by their own fears, holding them back from the right to be loved because they are their own worst enemy. This I believe.
That's Wyatt Harris and Hallie from Fleming County High School and Kaylee Fisher from Bath County High School at the Writers' Day Out event at Morehead State University. It's 4:46 and 27 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Kenzie Thompson, here with Cody Robinson, and we are coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us this chilly Wednesday afternoon. Tilden Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
It's time for Viking Hardwood action tonight. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Rowan County Senior High School boys basketball team is all set for their home opener tonight. The Vikings picked up the win on the road against Montgomery County yesterday. Now Rowan head coach Sean Thacker says tonight's matchup with Greenup County should be a good one.
Greenup County graduated the school's all-time leading scorer, so he's taken a lot of shots, scored a lot of points. So they have a young, inexperienced team, much like us. They got a new first-year head coach, so there'll be some unknowns. But we do have game film on them. We do have a scouting report on them. The Nelson kid for them is going to be a big challenge for us on the defensive end.
Tip-off at Rowan County Senior High School is set for 7:30 tonight. The Morehead State men's basketball team is reflecting after a hard-fought loss to Northern Kentucky last night. The Eagles fell to the Norse 93-71 at Johnson Arena. However, head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys are continuing to develop and that he sees it every day.
You know, my focus is on our team and are we getting better? That's our main goal every single day, practices and games. And I really felt like, to be honest with you, offensively and across the board, we were light years ahead of where we were on Sunday. I thought we really shared the ball. You can probably count on one hand how many tough, contested shots we took tonight. We made the extra pass. We executed our stuff. We ran it really fast tonight.
The Eagles are back in action on Friday against Ohio Chillicothe. The Education Day game will tip off at 11:05 a.m. Western Kentucky University has named its new football coach. It's Tyson Hilton, who was most recently the offensive coordinator at Tennessee. He replaces Mike Sanford, who was fired after going 9-16 over two seasons.
We need to be in the national conversation. That's what we need to be. No matter what's going on, they need to be talking about WKU football, Western Kentucky Hilltopper football. We need to be sound bites all over America. And we were at one time, and we will be again.
It's the second stop in Bowling Green for the 41-year-old Hilton. He ran the Hilltopper offense under then-coach Jeff Brom in 2014 and 15. Georgia Tech coach Paul Johnson is retiring. The 61-year-old Johnson made the surprise announcement today After meeting with his players, he coached the Yellow Jackets for 11 seasons, compiling a career record of 82-59. That includes 8 bowl appearances and 3 trips to the ACC Championship game. This season, the Yellow Jackets bounced back from a 1-3 start to finish 7-5, winning 4 straight games before a season-ending 45-21 loss to number 4 Georgia. The 5-6 Cincinnati Bengals are trying to get comfortable with their new QB. The Bengals lost Sunday to the Browns in their first battle with Jeff Driskel in the quarterback slot. Driskel was 17 of 29 with 1 touchdown. He acquired the position when Andy Dalton suffered a thumb injury during the third quarter after going 10 for 17, throwing for 100 yards. Driskel says that he's confident in his abilities as QB while Dalton is on injured reserve.
Yeah, I mean, I've always known that I could play at this level. I wouldn't be here if I couldn't. But yeah, I mean, the more you get out there and the more that you play well, the more confidence that, you know, you're going to get in yourself and the people around you are going to have in you. So, you know, just got to keep doing what I'm doing and continue to play well and give this team a chance to win games.
In other Bengals news, A.J. Green is confident he will return to play when the Bengals take on the Broncos this Sunday at 1 o'clock. Baker Mayfield won't change for anyone and refuses to be a, quote, cookie-cutter quarterback. Cleveland's outspoken rookie QB said today that he does not regret calling former Browns coach Hugh Jackson a fake, and he has no intention of changing his behavior. Following the Browns' 35-20 win on Sunday in Cincinnati, Mayfield was cold towards Jackson and then said he was unhappy his first NFL coach accepted a job with the Bengals, a division rival. Mayfield's comments drew criticism, and he fired back with a post on Instagram taking on Jackson. Mayfield declined to elaborate about their relationship. And Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette's appeal of a 1-game suspension for fighting has been denied, meaning he will sit out Sunday's game against the Indianapolis Colts. Fournette was suspended without pay for punching Buffalo D-end Shaq Lawson. The 1-game punishment will cost Fournette close to $100,000. The Jaguars are now on a 7-game losing streak. Veteran catcher Eric Kratz and the Milwaukee Brewers have agreed to a $1.2 million one-year contract that avoided salary arbitration and includes a $300,000 guarantee. Kratz hit .236 with 6 homers and 23 RBIs in 219 plate appearances last season. He also excelled in Milwaukee's division series win over the Colorado Rockies, going 5-for-8 in 2 games. The 38-year-old earned a prorated share of his $1 million salary this year and $100,000 in performance bonuses based on plate appearances. His deal was announced yesterday, 3 days before the deadline for teams to offer 2019 contracts to unsigned players on their 40-man roster. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tolden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts Ohio Chillicothe Friday morning at 11:05, and women's basketball welcomes Evansville this Sunday afternoon at 2:05. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks ripped higher after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said interest rates are close to neutral, a change in tone from remarks of the central bank chief made nearly 2 months ago. And the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 617.70 at 25,366.43. The S&P 500 was up 61.61 at 2743.78, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 208.89 at 7291.59. The market made a huge surge after Chairman Powell spoke today. Traders took the comments from Chairman Powell to mean fewer rate hikes were coming in 2019 that could derail the bull market. And these comments, of course, were a reversal of comments that he made earlier in the fall. And, of course, much of the market selling that started in October has been attributed to the fear of higher interest rates next year. Bank stocks climbed as short-term borrowing rates fell and long-term rates rose following Chairman Powell's remarks. The Spider S&P Bank ETF rose 1.3%, while Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America all climbed more than 2%. J.P. Morgan was up 1.1%. Tech shares rose broadly, recovering some of the recent steep losses. Amazon and Netflix both gained 6%, while Apple and Google parent Alphabet rose more than 3.5%. Facebook was up 1.3%, and easing worries on U.S.-China trade also boosted stocks. A New York Times report said Trump was worried about the impact of a long trade war with China on markets and the economy. This could lead Trump to seek a compromise with China on trade, the Times said, citing U.S. officials. In the oil markets today, crude oil resumed its downward trend, finishing with a loss of 2.4% at $50.32 a barrel. Gold was up 0.625% at $1,220.90 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were flat today. In Asia, stocks were strong, with both the Nikkei and Shanghai Composite up just over 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Caterpillar and Boeing, while the worst performer was Verizon. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Salesforce and Adobe, while the worst performers were Tiffany and J.M. Smucker. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 20 cents at $30.24, Dollar General up 2.75 at $110.37, AK Steel up 16 cents at $3.28, Marathon Petroleum up $1.55 at $65.29, Community Trust Bank up 95 cents at $46.11, and Humana was up $19.29 to finish at $328.92. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service. Major Brands offers tire replacement with name brand tires such as BF Goodrich, Kelly, Uniroyal, and Michelin. Vehicle maintenance by certified technicians includes brakes, belts and hoses, steering, batteries, oil changes, and more. Walk-ins or appointments are welcome. Major Brands Tire and Automotive Service in Moorhead and Mount Sterling. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1, and online at majorbrandstire.com.
Taking another look at your weather forecast for the area. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 22 degrees. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 43. Thursday night, a 90% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a steady temperature around 42. Friday, a 60% chance of rain, mainly before noon. Cloudy with a high near 56. Friday night, an 80% chance of rain, mainly after 9 p.m. Lows around 47. Saturday, rain mainly before 3 p.m., highs near 53, and a 90% chance of rain. And Saturday night, a 70% chance of rain, mainly between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 50 degrees.
Taking a look at some upcoming community events, Moorhead's Hometown Holiday will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. Tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. on the lawn of the Round County Arts Center. Extended business hours, entertainment, wagon rides, and Santa Claus. Cave Run Symphony Orchestra performs at 8 p.m. in the Moorhead Conference Center. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
The 34th Annual Appalachian Arts and Crafts Fair will be held inside the Laughlin Building at Moorhead State University from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. More than 100 regional vendors will offer a wide variety of arts and crafts, antiques, and holiday decorations. Admission is $3.
The 9th Annual Craft Bazaar, MSU Student Art and Craft Sale, will be held November 29th and 30th in the gallery of Moorhead State University's Claypool Young Art Building. Featuring handmade arts and crafts by MSU students, graduates, faculty, and staff, the event is an opportunity for the campus and community to purchase locally produced jewelry, paintings, prints, knitwear, ceramics, and more. Free and open to the public. That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Haley Stidham, Naya Ndweza, Ryan Courtney, Logan Pemberton, Chanice Davis, Chaz Jenkins, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Tilden Johnson. Hilliard Lyons is Bud Luke, and our feature segment this afternoon came from WMKY's very own news director, Leanne Akers. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead and Translator W202VHNIS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Kenzie Thompson for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.